Time now for the Phil Henry podcast for today, December the 23rd, 2008. Here's what I couldn't talk about on the show last night. Joe Biden, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when it comes to vice presidents, they thought Cheney was who? Cheney was the Prince of Darkness? Cheney was the gatekeeper of hell? Cheney was the mastermind behind all the evil? Cheney was just another schlub taking orders. That's all Cheney was. Anybody that made him anything more than that had to make him more than that because life just wasn't going the way they wanted it to go. They couldn't put the finger on Bush the way they wanted to. You know, 9/11 scared the shit out of a lot of people, and the people that it scared the most are all these bitches that are complaining about Cheney. Those are the little bitches that got so scared by the changing events of the world that it had to have been Uncle Sam's fault. And if it wasn't Uncle Sam's fault, Uncle Sam was going to fuck it all up even worse. And so when Uncle Sam didn't quite fuck it all up worse, they had to... If Uncle Sam hadn't fucked it up as bad as they thought he was going to fuck it up, then why did they have to invent Cheney as the evil wizard from Lord of the Rings, as another cheap bum magician and sorcerer from the Misty Mountains? Why couldn't they have just hung it all on Bush? Huh? What, there wasn't any evidence there? Now we got Biden. Do you know what this country's in for with this guy? He's going to be blah, 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 fucking blah. I can't wait. I can't wait for Obama to lock this guy's heels, and he will do it. He will do it. See, Biden thinks that he's going to be in the president's ear. He's going to keep this, excuse me for saying this, but you know that neighborhood that Biden came from? I know all about those kinds of neighborhoods. He's going to keep this N-word in his place. You know, you think I'm kidding, don't you? Some people think that, oh, you're being, Joe Biden's a good Democrat. Really? Like those good Democrats that clown Murtha represents? You mean those, all those rednecks he says he represents? Murtha included? No. Biden thinks that he's going to have a hotline to the president, more unique than anything any other advisor's ever had. Biden, if you do one thing to fuck this president up, if you do anything to confuse him or to cause him sleepless nights or bug him where he can't do the job that we elected him to do, Biden, then maybe we ought to impeach your ass, which I don't think has ever happened. But I will say this to you, Biden, seriously. You're going to just have to keep it under wraps for like 4 to 8 years, depending upon how well things go. Your big fat mouth isn't needed. What is needed is good, sound, sensible, and sober advice when it's asked for. And when it isn't asked for, stay away. Stay far, far away, Biden. I don't mean to come down too hard on Biden, but I know guys like this. Big, fat fucking mouth on him. Big, tough guy. And hey, let me tell you how it is. Probably can't fucking shut up for love or money and get a couple of beers in him. Forget it. Keep an eye on this guy, folks. I am not kidding you. Biden, if you think Cheney was some kind of a bad guy, which that's another thing. 23% think that Cheney was a bad vice president. How many of those 23% could even name another goddamn vice president? How many of them? Name like two other vice presidents, and I'm not talking about Gore and Cheney. I mean before Gore. Most of these dumb shits that answer polls like that are just responding the way they figure their friends would want them to respond because they don't want to rock the boat, okay? I'm sorry, but that's the number one problem with America is not the vice president or the president. It's the dumb fucks that live in it. Not you, necessarily. Certainly not me. It's all those other dumbasses. And that's what we've got to keep an eye on. All those dumb fucks and Biden. Those two things, and we're fine. We're home free. This has been the Phil Henry Show podcast for today, December the 23rd, 2008. What I could not say last night, and probably I'm very happy that I didn't. Jesus.